the Breakfast Club, bitch.
Donkey of the day. With Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
This thing on. Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, January 28th goes to Officer Ethan Fournier. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right because we need to know this sucker's full name. Okay, Ethan Fournier is a police officer in Florida. What does your Uncle Shala always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. But Florida being full up is no excuse for what I witnessed this yellow-bellied coward of a man do. See, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement has Ethan Fournier under investigation. I don't know who this chicken-hearted wimp Ethan Fournier thinks he is. Sorry, Peter. I know you think using animal insults to humans perpetuates speciesism. But when you see things like what we witnessed at Liberty High School, understand this is why they call cops pigs in the street. Okay, I wish I didn't even watch this video. I kept trying to scroll past it because the way my anxiety is set up, when I see what happened to that young girl, I immediately start thinking about my three daughters. I immediately start thinking about my wife. I immediately start thinking about all my women friends. And every time I see situations like that, I say to myself, in that moment, if I was there, what would my last minutes on earth be like? Because I'm probably going to die. See, this gutless goof of a man, Ethan Fournier, got possessed by the spirit of Hulk Hogan, Kurt Angle, The Big Show, Lex Luger. But even in wrestling, I don't think this would ever be a matchup. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think we would ever see Mark Henry in a wrestling ring body slamming Charlotte Flair. Could be wrong, okay? Because that's what we witnessed Ethan Fournier do at Liberty High School. I refuse to call him officer anymore because he shouldn't be an officer anymore after what I witnessed. Let's go to WESH NBC2 for the report, please.
This is the video under investigation. You can see the white deputy who's been identified as Ethan Fournier slamming the black female student into the ground headfirst before putting her hands behind her back. According to sheriff's officials, Fournier was trying to break up an incident between the girl and another student before he took further action. They say Fournier has been with the agency for about 10 years and has no history of any misconduct. He is now on paid administrative leave. Students we spoke to say they've noticed extra security is on campus, including more patrol cars. We reached out to FDLE, who responded saying, "We are investigating. It's a use of force case. That's all the information we're releasing at this time." Now, sheriff's officials say the girl's parents are aware of the situation. They say that she was medically attended at the scene and that she is doing okay.
You see how the spin is already in? They said he has no history of any misconduct. No, he's never been caught on camera before. Okay, so you don't wake up and just randomly start doing things like this to young children, the little black girls, okay? This is the kind of stuff you do when you have zero regard for a human's life, right? So many things should have stopped you from doing this. Number one, you're an adult, she's a child, okay? Number two, you're a man, she's a little girl. Her name can't even be released because she's a minor, all right? Number three, you're a police officer and she's a civilian. Not just a civilian, an underage minor civilian who was in an altercation with another student. Okay, I'm almost positive a police officer with a simple stop would have worked, all right? Let me tell you something. I know you're wearing your uniform, you have your badge, but you're still a man. And as a man, you should understand the laws of being human, the laws of nature. Can you imagine Ethan Fournier? You, Ethan, can you imagine someone doing that to your sister, your daughter, your niece? Can you imagine someone doing what you did to that young girl, to a young girl close to you that you love? You wouldn't want to kill them, right? No questions asked. You would want to cause them the same pain that you caused that young girl. So if those students would have jumped you at that school, or if that young lady's father, uncle, saw you in the street and grabbed you and slammed you on your head and left you lying there unconscious, would it or would it not be justified? Let me answer that for you. Hell yes. Okay, this is what I don't understand about police officers sometimes. Okay, before you are anything else, you are a human. That uniform don't make you invincible. It's not a free pass to do whatever you want, when you want, however you want. But more importantly, where is your compassion as a human? Where is your empathy as a human? There's just certain things you shouldn't be able to do unless you're a cold-blooded sociopath. You know what I mean? And I often don't know if cops are sociopaths or psychopaths because I've read that some experts see sociopaths as hot-headed. All right? They act without thinking about how others will be affected. This is what I saw in Ethan Fournier. Psychopaths are more cold-hearted and calculating. They carefully plot their moves and use their aggression in a planned-out way to get what they want. I see police officers moving like that, too. So basically, are we being protected by psychopaths? Are we being served by sociopaths? I just don't know what to do when I see stuff like this, except pray that the young lady he did that to was Haitian. And her family in Florida has been praying and doing animal sacrifices all night. I want to see Ethan Fournier coughing up frogs. Okay, Haitian massive in Florida, get to work. You don't know what black girl magic is until you violated a Haitian woman. All right, I pray this young lady was Haitian so Ethan wakes up one day and doesn't know the difference between his ass and his mouth. Okay, wake up and don't know where to put your toothbrush. Now, Sheriff Marco Lopez told reporters that Ethan is innocent until proven guilty. No, the hell he's not. Okay, we've all got eyes, and we watched the video. He's guilty, and he shouldn't be on paid administrative leave. He should just leave. Fire him, arrest him. Until police officers are held accountable in real, tangible ways, this type of behavior will never cease. Let me stop working myself up, because sadly, this is all I got. All right, it's the norm, but it's not normal, and I don't know what will make it in. But in the case of Ethan Fornia in Florida, a voodoo doll with a pin where his penis would be is a great place to start. Please let Remy Ma give Ethan Fornia the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Come on, get to work.
All right.
Find a piece of his hair somewhere.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.